From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. The word we've all wanted to hear comes from the mouth of Premier Doug Ford today. At the end of this month, restaurants can reopen to in-person dining at 50% capacity. Gyms can also reopen on January 31st to half capacity. Proof of vaccination using the QR code will still be required. Fans will be allowed at sporting events, concerts, and theaters at 50% capacity or 500 people, whichever is less. 50% capacity limits will continue to be in place for retail stores. There will be more restrictions eased on February 21st and March 14th. Premier Ford says improving data showing the Omicron variant stabilizing is allowing this gradual return to normal. The Ontario Liberal Party wants booster shots to be required for proof of vaccination. Party leader Stephen Del Duca says a mandatory booster shot would make sure today's reopening announcement does not result in another lockdown. Chronically vacant jobs in several industries and services in Timmins are being filled by foreign workers under a federal pilot project. In 2021, the Rural and Northern Immigration Program had about 120 people qualify for a job, then apply for permanent resident status. Just over 100 were recommended for it. Lynn Michaud coordinates the program for the Timmins Economic Development Corporation.
The majority of our candidates are foreign skilled workers who are already here, a lot of them coming through the international student base.
A decision is expected by the end of the year whether to extend the pilot project or make RNIP permanent. Finally, this afternoon, Lisa Bertrand hopes this is the final year that at least part of the La Ronde Winter Carnival has to be online. The executive director says the Francophone Cultural Group is planning outdoor activities over two weekends and indoor ones that can switch to virtual if pandemic restrictions warrant. Bonhomme Carnaval figures prominently in the plans, with window decorating contests and the usual mystery of who's in the Bonhomme costume. Northern College's Rick Lemieux, Cameron Grant of the Chamber of Commerce, or Full Beard Brewing's Jonathan St. Pierre. Bertrand says that on February 19th, following a full day of outdoor activities, there will be a performance by a seven-piece traditional Francophone band from North Bay at the Dante Club.
And they'll be serving a traditional dinner, turkey, tortilla, there'll be mashed potatoes, that kind of fun, feel-good meal. And then we're going to reveal who the Bonhomme is.
Bertrand hopes that can be followed by a dance celebrating local Francophone culture. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.